There's a holdup in the Bronx.
Brooklyn's broken out in fights.
There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights.
There's a scout troop short a child.
Khrushchev's doing an Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
Congratulations, kids.
Congratulations, Vivian. Good luck, Kevin.
Thanks, Francis.
You're making it tough on us bachelors, grabbing off all the beautiful girls.
Well, say, Vivian has a sister.
That's nice.
It's such a beautiful ceremony.
Congratulations. Welcome to the chain gang.
Donna.
Thanks, Governor.
Oh, I forgot to kiss the bride.
Come on. It was beautiful.
Good luck to both of you. I haven't kissed a beautiful girl in years. Present company accepted.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for?
Gunther, must you make a pig of yourself?
Ooh, here's the turkey.
Was it a beautiful wedding, Sylvia?
I just love big weddings, don't you, Sylvia?
I must say I had a beautiful wedding, too. Didn't I have a beautiful wedding, Gunther?
Oh, she had a beautiful wedding. My wedding wasn't so hot, but she had a big, fancy wedding. I'm lucky I was invited.
Andy and I had a big wedding, too. Oh, so did I. Ushers, bridesmaids. It gives you something to remember.
It's the one day in your life when you wear a beautiful wedding dress and you're the center of attention.
What's the matter? You're not eating.
I'm not hungry.
You not hungry?
Yes. There's something about a big wedding that makes you feel really married. Did you and Leo have a nice wedding, Sylvia?
We were married at City Hall.
City Hall?
On my lunch hour.
We just couldn't wait. I was in the army then, and I was going overseas. We didn't have time for a big fancy wedding, huh, Sylvia? What are you looking? What are you looking? Did I start the war?
I didn't even have a honeymoon.
On honeymoon? Where honeymoon? The next day I was on a troop ship with 5,000 guys. You wouldn't have enjoyed it. No privacy.
Well, getting married at City Hall on your lunch hour, that can be romantic too. Well, it can.
Hurry up. The wedding party is leaving. Come on, Lucille.
Thanks, everybody. Go ahead, honey.
To the next bride.
I want to get married.
What?
I want to get married.
I think that's a wonderful idea. Who is the lucky guy?
I want to marry you.
Me? You already married me. Go marry someone else for a change. Now go to sleep.
This is serious, Leo. I want to get married.
Look, I'll make it very simple for you. You're married. I'm sure you're married because I married you myself. I distinctly remember it.
Well, I don't remember it. All I remember is going to City Hall and standing in line with you with a piece of paper and then going back to the office without lunch.
Going without lunch. That I knew you'd remember.
I want a big wedding.
Hold it.
I want to wear a bridal gown.
Hold it.
I want champagne.
Hold it.
I want flowers.
Hold it.
I want my friends to cry.
Hold it.
I want a diamond ring.
Hold it.
This was an omen.
And this is the piece of paper we held in our hands at City Hall. This is a marriage license. It shows you're married.
It's not the same. I don't feel married.
It's all right. I feel married enough for both of us. In fact, I feel married enough for a whole block.
Well, I want to get married in the right way with people around to see it.
Wait till 6 o'clock. The milkman will be. Sylvia. For heaven's sake, the neighbors.
Don't touch me!
Don't touch you?
Get out of my bedroom!
Your bedroom? This is my bedroom, too.
What is Leo Schnauzer doing in Sylvia Schwarzkopf's bedroom?
This is a new one.
I want to get married.
Why?
I want to get married. I want to get married. I want to get married.
I'm gonna wake up the nurse. One good shot in the head, she'd feel married.
Hi, Leo.
Hi.
Hey, Leo. What's the matter? You got a hangover from the wedding?
Yeah, I got a hangover from the wedding. She's about this high, this wide, and a mouth like this. How'd you guess? She woke me up at 4 this morning, and from a deep sleep, I'm staring into a pair of tonsils yelling, I wanna get married!
She wants to get married?
Not just married, it's gotta be a big wedding. Oh boy, it's a good thing that Dolan has got that bride of his away on a honeymoon, because if I could get my hands around her throat.
What's Dolan's wife got to do with it?
She started the whole thing when she threw that bridal bouquet and Sylvia caught it. Let me tell you one thing, that was the lousiest throw since Ralph Branca threw that home run ball to Bobby Thompson.
Why are you getting so excited? You know how Sylvia is. It's just one of her whims.
Just one of her whims. This morning, she got dressed in the closet.
Dressed in the closet?
That's right, and there ain't no light in the closet. So she came out wearing a house dress and one of my hunting shoes.
No kid.
And then she wouldn't even let me kiss her goodbye. That's the only decent break I've had in the last 24 hours.
You'll just have to wait it out, Leo. In the meantime, she's still there, cooking, cleaning, doing your laundry, isn't she?
Only because I made a deal with her.
A deal?
She agreed to stay on as a maid. Did you ever hear of such a thing? Thank goodness she's a lousy businesswoman. I got her for only 40 cents an hour.
Oh, boy. If I could only talk Lucille into a deal like that.
Quiet, Gunther. Leo, what can we do to help you?
Muldoon, talk her out of it. She'll listen to you. She's always said, you're the only intelligent man I know. No offense, Gunther.
Oh, it's true. Francis, we gotta help him.
Okay. Gunther and I'll be over tonight. I hope it works.
It better, because the next time she goes into that closet, she ain't getting out until it's time to collect her Social Security.
Come in, gentlemen. Is Mr. Schnauzer expecting you?
But Sylvie, we just dropped in.
Whom shall I say is calling?
Sylvia, it's us, Tootie and Muldoon.
Mr. Tootie and Mr. Muldoon. I'll see if Mr. Schnauzer can be disturbed. He's in the kitchen, brooding.
Sylvia, I didn't come here to see Leo. I came here to see you.
Is it personal?
Yes.
Pick me up Thursday. It's my day off.
Pick you up? Look, it's not that.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Muldoon. I assure you, my attachment here is only temporary.
Come on, Sylvia. You can't do this to Leo.
Mr. Tootie, Mr. Schnauzer made his bed, and it's right here in the living room.
Sylvia, let me put it this way.
Thursday.
You can't make Leo go to an expensive a big wedding.
Mr. Tootie, did your wife have a big wedding? Did everybody have a big wedding? Only Sylvia Schwarzkopf was dragged to a building he said was City Hall and stood up in front of a man he claimed was the marriage clerk, who between you and me looked an awful lot like a second cousin of his.
Sylvia.
Thursday.
Got to talk to her. You just try to keep me from doing something stupid.
Ah, you men, you all stick together. The subject is closed. I shall tell the master of the house of your presence. Mr. Schnauzer, you have company. I hate sneaky employers.
You see? How do you like my maid?
Leo, she won't listen to us.
Ooh.
What is it?
Lucille. She'll listen to Lucille.
You think so?
Lucille is her best friend. She always listens to Lucille.
That's right.
It won't be the first time that Lucille talks Sylvia out of some scatterbrained idea. Do you remember the time she talked her out of entering that Mrs. America contest?
Tootie, if you can swing this,
Hello? Lucille? Lucille, darling, your best friend Sylvia is about to make a fool of herself.
She wants to get married again? Why, I never heard of anything so ridiculous and... Of course I'll talk to her. Imagine making Leo go to the expense of a fancy wedding, and she'll be the laughingstock of the Bronx. Don't worry, Gunther. I'll invite her over to the house tomorrow, and I'll talk some sense into her head.
Lucille, did you talk?
And I want to have all my baby.
Oh, hello, Gunther. Doesn't Sylvia look wonderful in my old wedding gown?
All I had to do was let the seams out a little.
Lucille, I want to talk to you.
Not now, Gunther. I'm too excited.
It better be now before it's too late.
Guess what happened? Sylvia just asked me to be her matron of honor. Gunther, I've never been a matron of honor in my whole life. Matron of honor?
Lucille, you won't be able to be a matron of honor.
Why not?
Because the day of the wedding, Leo Schnauss is going to be in Sing Sing.
In Sing Sing?
Yeah, for murdering me.
Oh, don't be silly, Gunther. Then I will come around. Now, what shall I wear, beige or green?
When Leo comes around, you better be wearing black, because you're going to be a widow. Lucille, you promised me you're going to keep her out of this.
Why, yes.
Sylvia, I have to talk to you.
Now, before you say anything, there's something I want to ask you, Gunther.
What is it?
Well, since I don't have a father, will you give me away?
Oh, well, I promise, Leo. You want me to give you away?
Well, I've always admired you so much, Gunther.
Me, the father of the bride?
Oh, Gunther, isn't it exciting? Me, the matron of honor, and you, the father of the bride.
The father of the bride?
Why, it's just like being Sylvia's parents.
Yeah, Sylvia's parents.
Then you'll give me away?
Anything my little baby girl wants, she can have. Anything for my little baby girl.
Then will you see Leo tomorrow?
Leo? What do I care what Leo Schnauzer thinks? He's not good enough for my daughter.
Oh, yes.
Good evening, Mr. Schnauzer. I want to thank you for giving me the afternoon off so I could have some time with my good friend, Mrs. Tootie.
Think nothing of it.
I would have been here sooner, but I had to stop off at the YWCA.
Excuse me, Miss Sylvia. What were you doing at the YWCA?
I went there to take a shower. I'll go get dinner.
Hey, you went to the YWCA to take a shower? We have a perfectly good shower right here at home.
Well, Mr. Schnauzer, I thought you might come home early, unexpectedly, and the bathroom door doesn't lock.
What a calamity if I came home while you were taking a shower. Now, look, Sylvia, enough is enough. You talked to Lucille about this crazy idea of getting married again?
That's all we talked about.
Good. What did Lucille say?
She said she'd wear beige.
Beige? What beige? Where beige? How beige?
As my matron of honor.
Matron of honor? Wait till Daddy hears about this.
You mean Daddy?
Who is Daddy?
Gunther's giving me away. He's acting father of the bride.
Gunther Tootie is giving you away? The same Gunther Tootie who was married to the same Lucille who was going to talk you out of the same idiocy? What is he going to wear to the wedding? His Benedict Arnold costume?
Mr. Schnauzer, if you have anything to discuss about the wedding, take it up with Dad.
Now, I'll not only take it up, I'm going to end it here. There's going to be no wedding. Did you hear me? Because you're married. Married.
I don't feel married.
I don't care how you feel. There's a wedding license, and that shows you're married.
All I'm asking is a simple, fancy wedding.
I'll give you a nice, cheap divorce.
I should have married Sam Stetzel. He was in the produce business. He wanted to give me a diamond ring.
Call him up. Maybe he still has it.
Maybe I will.
If it's a diamond, it keeps. Even if the vegetables probably smell a little by now.
If I'd married Sam Stetzel, I'd have had a gorgeous wedding.
I told you. Call Sam up. Maybe he's not doing anything and he wants to get married. Now, enough is enough. We're husband and wife, and the husband wants to eat. Bring me my dinner.
It's right in front of you.
What's that?
Shredded wedding license.
Shredded wedding license?
That's right.
I had it for lunch.
You'll have it again. And you'll have it for breakfast, lunch, dinner. Because that's what I think you get.
Sylvia.
What?
What was that Sam's last name? I want to call information and get his telephone number.
Sam doesn't need your help. Why, when he finds out that I'm a free woman, he'll call me.
Good. I'll pay for an answering service in case he calls while you're out.
Oh, I'll give you one more chance, Leo Schnauzer. Will you marry me?
In one word, no. No, no.
All right, that's it, that's it.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the closet.
What's the matter? You couldn't find the other hunting shoe? Ha ha, it's right there.
No, I'm packed and ready to go.
Where are you going?
Goodbye, Leo Schnauzer. I'm leaving you.
Did you hear? Sylvia Schnauzer is leaving me. Listen to me cry. Ha, 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 ha. Ho, ho, ho,
ho. Never fails. The minute you sit down to dinner. Coming, coming.
Lucille.
Sylvia.
Oh.
Gunther, our little girls, come home.
Daddy.
There. Now, what happened?
He won't marry me.
Don't worry. I'll fix that, Leo Schnauzer. And just for a start, he's off the bowling team.
Here, let me take you to your room.
She's been with you a week now, and Schnauzer hasn't made a move.
No worry, he'll weaken. He'll go through with that big wedding, even if it's just to get back on a bowling team.
Watch it. Here he comes.
Good morning, Mr. Tootie. How's your big happy family?
Just fine, Mrs. Schnauzer. Just fine.
Say, your daughter must be a big girl by now. I understand her appetite is back.
She's very happy.
I've been very busy lately with candy store holdups, and so I haven't had a chance to read the society columns as much as I'd like to. Have you and Mrs. Tootie made any betrothal announcements I might have missed?
If there's any betrothal announcements, you'll be the first to know, because I'll stick it right in your ear.
Fine talk for a parent. No wonder there's juvenile delinquency.
Don't worry. She who is too good for you is very happy.
That's nice. And tell her for me, I laughed hello to her.
I'd like to tell her, Mr. Schnauzer, but I don't have a chance to talk to her anymore. She's out every night dancing in those big nightclubs, going to shows. I'll have Sam tell her. Are you ready, Francis?
Who is Sam?
Oh, I thought Sylvia said she told you about Sam.
Oh, Sam! Big diamond ring, Sam. Fruits and perishable vegetables, Sam.
That's the guy. Francis, are you ready to go?
Yeah. Bowling tonight?
Yeah, I'll pick you up. Sam is letting me use his car tonight.
Wait a minute. Okay. The gag's gone long enough. She wants to get married, I'll get married. But just a nice, quiet ceremony. You give the bride away, Muldoon will be the best man, and then later we'll go out for steaks and we'll have a few laughs, and who's gonna know, right?
Wrong.
What do you mean, wrong?
My daughter has her head set on a big, fancy wedding with Lucille in beige.
Okay, let Lucille wear beige. We'll all wear beige. I've got eyes that go with any color, right?
Wrong.
Again with the wrong. What does she want?
She wants to be proposed to.
I didn't propose to her the first time we got married.
Not only does she want to be proposed to, but she wants to be courted.
It's out! With courting, I draw the line. Look, I don't need her. I've learned I can live without her. This morning I burned my bacon, and tonight I'm going home and fix myself a lousy dinner. It's just as if she was still there.
Okay, wise guy, but you'll never find another girl like Sylvia.
Not unless they put me on circus duty. I'm gonna do the courting. Let Sam do the courting. Sam. He's bluffing. He's bluffing. He's bluffing.
I heard a knock. There's someone at the door.
I'm sorry it was me.
Oh, it was you, Dad. Tell me, how did Leo look? Did he look any older?
Well, he looked about 24 hours older than yesterday.
Oh, I've been not waiting. waiting.
Shall we go to a movie?
Not a movie again. I've been seeing so many movies lately, even a girl's starting to look like John Wayne. Do you want to watch television?
No, thanks, Dad. I think I'll go to my room and keep looking at his picture.
Poor girl, what are we going to do? Isn't Schnauzer weakening at all?
He's getting stronger every day. He comes in whistling. He looks like the happiest guy on the force.
Well, we've got to do something. Gunther, I think there's someone at the door.
Oh, really? Well, I'll open it.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Tootie.
Oh, Mr. Schnauzer, one of my associates.
Won't you come in, Mr. Schnauzer?
Thank you. Is your daughter, Miss Sylvia, in? I've come to pay my respects.
Sylvia? It's Leo! Leo who?
Perhaps if she sees me, she'll remember me.
Sylvia! Sylvia!
Tell her Schnauzer's come a-courting.
Oh, do come in with your pretty flowers and your thoughtful candy.
Here, let me take your hat.
Thank you.
Sylvia!
Yes?
Call me Daddy. Oh, this Leo.
Schnauzer. Leo Schnauzer. The man who for 15 years has been paying through the nose for making you miss a lunch.
Schnauzer, if you're going to start.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Here.
Flowers. Candy.
Come, Gunther. Let's just leave the two young people alone.
Why don't you play the radio and dance, young people?
Come, Gunther. Such a lovely couple.
Sylvia.
Not yet. Tell me, Mr. Schnauzer, how are things coming in your lovely bachelor apartment?
With the dirty clothes, it's touch and go with the health department. Okay, enough with the courting. Now for the proposal. How do you want it, standing up or on one knee?
I don't know what you mean, Mr. Schnauzer. Why don't you kneel down and make yourself comfortable?
You know what I mean. Sylvia, I miss you. I want you to come back. I miss your little smile, your bright, cheery laugh, and the laundry is up to here in the bedroom. Will you marry me?
What did you say?
I said, will you marry me?
Oh, a car went by. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Would you repeat that, please?
Will you marry me?
Wait, come here,
Congratulations, Leo. You're back out of bowling team.
Thanks. That's all I was worried about. It's over. Come on. Let's go.
Not so fast. Where are you taking her?
I'm taking her home.
Home? I ought to horsewhip you. You're not married yet.
All right. Let's have a wedding. I've got laundry piling up.
Wait a minute. I've got to rent the hall.
I want to get married.
I've got to find a judge.
I want to get married.
I need a diamond ring.
I want to get married.
I've got to run a raffle to pay for the wedding.
I want
to
get married.
I have to get a beige dress.
I want
to
get married.
I've got to get Muldoon to be the best man.
I want
to
get married. I want to get married. I want to get married.
Congratulations, Gunther.
Thanks, Andy.
Now, Gunther, pull yourself together. Remember, you're not losing a daughter, you're just gaining a son.
Yeah, I'm gaining a son.
Tootie, when do we start?
In a few minutes. Gee, Judge Collins, I'm sure glad that you're here to perform this ceremony.
Marrying two people who are already married? I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Bridesmaids!
Lucille, where are the Schnauzers?
Oh, they'll be here any minute. They went out this afternoon to get the ring. They're just like two lovebirds, Gunther. They've been billing and cooing.
Mr. Gunther Tootie. I'm Mr. Gunther Tootie.
Here, I'm Mr. Tootie.
There's a telephone call for you.
For me?
It's from a Mr. Leo Schnauzer.
Schnauzer?
What could have happened?
Now, Lucille, take it easy. They probably just got caught in the traffic.
Hello, Leo. Where are you?
We're at City Hall. That's right. We just got married. We couldn't wait.
Do you, Gunther Tootie, take Lucille Tootie for your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Do you, Lucille Tootie, take Gunther Tootie for your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout who shot a child. Cruise ships to an Idlewild.
Car 54. 54, where are you?